Blog Talk Radio. Music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, and thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Bishop Hezekiah Walker with Better, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. You know, something amazing about better days. When we think about our lives being better, our lives getting better, that we know that the best is yet to come. And so we understand and know that better days are ahead.
Go.
People go.
Yo.
And we know when we say yes, we know that the Father cannot say no. That was Michelle Williams featuring Beyonce and Kelly Rowland with Say Yes. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fresh Start segment. I want to encourage you to say goodbye to the past and hello to moving forward. Philippians 3:13-14 says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark of the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There are so many experiences, whether they're good, bad, or ugly, in our lives that have shaped and fashioned us into who ultimately we will become. But it's important to leave stuff in the past that is no longer serving you. Moving forward doesn't mean you all of a sudden gain or have memory loss or amnesia. It just simply means that you move forward in spite of. So it simply means also that you make a conscious decision to forge ahead. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. And we're so excited to have you tune in. And I know you're going to enjoy today's topic, Better Days Ahead. But first, here's Survive by Mary Mary, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation.
Any day now is what I kept telling myself on the last.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. And now it is time for the Renewed Heart segment. I want to talk to you about taking time for emotional resuscitation. Taking time for emotional resuscitation. Resuscitation means the action or process of reviving someone from unconsciousness or apparent death. Emotionally, we go through a myriad of things through our lives. Whether it's heartbreak or loss of a loved one or trauma, sometimes we just stop breathing and lose emotional consciousness. Psalm 147:3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." I encourage you to open up to someone you trust to help breathe life back into your heart as you go through the vicissitudes of this life. That's our Renewed Heart segment for today. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am so excited to share with you an amazingly wonderful person whose story coincides greatly with our topic for today, Better Days Ahead. Let's welcome founder of Sisters with Stories Incorporated, author, freelance media, and beauty educator, Jocelyn Jeanette Willis, to the Brand New Day family. Good evening.
Hi, hello, how are you?
I am doing amazing. Thank you so much for being with us on tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. I actually wanted to have you on a little bit earlier, but he knows the way, he knows the timing, and he knows the date of when we need to get things done. So I'm just grateful that we were able to get you on. So let's just dive right in. I'd like for you to just tell us your story. I opt to not read the bio because I want you to tell us your story.
So I am originally from Fort Worth, Texas, by way of Northern California. And so I always say I have two homes. And when I was just at the tender age of 6 years old, my mother was introduced to a gentleman, and they became, you know, boy meets girl, fall in love, and things like that. And so I was raised by my mother, and I grew up with just her and my brother until this gentleman comes along, and they end up dating, getting married. But in the midst of all of that, we come to find out that this man is a child predator, a child sex predator. And I ended up getting assaulted at the age of 6 years old, which ended up lasting for a good 6 years, in a time span of 6 years. And so my life kind of just took a toll from there. It went downhill. You know, there was, I shared the secret, even though I was threatened not to share, but I shared it. And when I shared my secret, my heartbreaking secret, no one believed me. No one believed me. So my life started with pretty much devastation at a very, very early age, very early age. And so it transitioned from Texas until we relocated to Northern California in the Pittsburgh, California area. And I never thought that, like, I would continue to end up experiencing these kind of behaviors and experiences at a young age, because I just, like, in my spirit, I felt like it was wrong. Even though I was a young person, I still felt like something wasn't right, you know? You know, because sometimes kids have that intuition, they have that discernment inside of them, and I knew it wasn't right. But, you know, I'm like, well, I told and I spoke out, and no one believed me, so why should I speak out again? And it occurred, and it went on forever in a day. And friends of mine end up getting sexually assaulted by this man as well. So he was actually a serial rapist, also an ordained minister and pastor. Yes, Emily, yes. So my life is a huge, huge book. It's a novel. So that's kind of like the background of my life.
Okay. Well, So once you got older and, you know, you were able to kind of get, I guess, to a place of I need to come to resolution, or I need to deal with what the trauma that I've experienced at such a young age, how did you reach that place?
I had to come to grips with it at the age, I guess I would say between 19 and 23, that's when I really began to start having triggers and just a lot of flashbacks, you know, at night, even sometimes throughout the day, you know, but mostly at night I would have really bad, horrific dreams about it that would send me all these reminders in my mind. And I also had them in the day. And just from the simplest thing is hearing a belt, like, would remind me of the abuser taking his belt off, getting ready to assault my little young body. And so, you know, when those triggers became so vivid in my life, I felt like there was something that I needed to do because I felt like I was drowning in those sorrows. And so I wanted to figure out how in the world can I get help? Like, I wanted help, but I didn't know which way to go. Like, at that time, I didn't have an outlet. All I know is, you know, I thought, like, maybe if I write about it, maybe that'll help me. And so it was like God was positioning me to write about what I was feeling, and he was using that tool as a holistic tool to get me to the place of wholeness, along with his word, because I would write, I would go to church, and so he used those two different elements to get me to a place of healing. And I also felt like, you know, it was helping, but not as much. So I felt like I should do more or seek more. And what I did was I ended up going to counseling at the Women's Center in Tarrant County, and that helped a lot. But it helped to a point where it would ease some of the pain, but I still was having those feelings. And so I just knew that one day God was going to step in and heal me from it. And I ended up going to my church and talking with my pastor about it. And I was so fed up to the point where I was like, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I just don't want to live anymore. I would lay in my bed and I would say, God, you don't even have to wake me up. Like, at this point, like, you really don't have to wake me up. It was that deep. And I went into the office to talk with my pastor, Bishop Richard Young, and I showed him a picture of the abuser, and I also had a copy of his ordained license. And so he was like, daughter, I believe that you're not going to need any more healing, and God is going to heal you. And believe it or not, it didn't happen instantly like that. But God did what he said that he was going to do through my pastor, and that was heal me. He did that at the age of 23 years old.
That's amazing. You know, there's so many young people who experience, both men and as well as women, experience such such trauma at such young ages, and, you know, everybody's story is very, very different. Offline, I'll talk to you a little bit about some things that I had to overcome. But wanted to talk to you a little bit about your nonprofit, because oftentimes, young people who experience such trauma, they feel voiceless. They feel like they have to stay in their private corners and not talk about it, keep it hush hush. And even more so in our community as African Americans, we have, or minorities, period, we have a tendency to keep things quiet and not share. But your nonprofit is called Sisters with Stories. So tell us a little bit about your nonprofit and what you do through that.
Now, Sisters with Stories was actually birthed because I really loved prayer, believe it or not. And some people say, how did you create an organization because of prayer? I know it really doesn't make any sense, but it makes sense for God. And so what I ended up doing was I started a prayer and conference call line. And because and that was because prayer was instilled in me in such an early age. My great aunt would always have us, like, when I was, what, 9, 8 years old, we would have to come in the house after we were playing. And at 12 o'clock, she would say, hey, it's time to pray. Get down on your knees right now on the couch, and we're going to pray. And so I felt like, wow, that impartation really, really stood out with me. And so I said, okay, I'm going to create a conference call line and I'm going to pray for people. That's what I'm going to do. And so, but God said, yeah, that's what you think you're going to do. You're going to do more than pray. And so fast forward with that, I ended up creating a group page on social media, Facebook, you know, when the groups were extremely popular. And that was 7 years ago. And I started inviting people to my group. And I'm like, hey, you want to join this group? And God gave me the word, Sisters with Stories. And we ended up using that platform to give people a private, intimate space to where they could share their stories. And so I started, you know, encouraging them to do the same with sharing their heart, sharing their stories, and things like that. And it didn't necessarily have to be about sexual assault. It was just about anything. Like, it could be from homelessness, depression, you know, domestic violence, whatever the case may be. And so we went from there to feeding the homeless, doing single mother makeovers, taking kids to the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, where we partnered with Trent Shelton and Jesse Holly and Rebecca Lopez from Channel 8. And so it's like God was opening all these different doors. And I'm like, hey, I must be on to something. And so that's pretty much how Sisters with Stories came about. And we just recently became a nonprofit this past August of last year.
Okay, cool. And just so you know, I totally am on point with, you know, getting that nudge from God with the prayer. I understand completely. Because he'll drop things in your spirit, and you're like, okay, Lord, I need you to give me the the tools.
Yes.
And tell me how to do this, how to walk this out. And so you bathe it in prayer, and all these amazing things happen, all these things you have to go through and encounter in order to birth it out.
Yes,
so,
you do. It's so crucial.
Yes. And so talk to me. Yesterday you had a really awesome forum called Speak to Me. So talk to me about how everything went with that. I know that it was a great blessing to the community of people that attended, but tell us how that turned out and what we have to look forward to.
Well, thank you so much for you know, speaking about it and following and supporting through sharing the word. And so what it was about was it was called Speak for Me. And let me tell you, God works like this with me. I was focused on writing right now because, like, I am, like, so focused on just writing and getting back to my first love. And in the midst of that, God wakes me up with 4 or 5 in the morning, and he gave me the word, speak for me. And I'm like, what in the world am I going to do with this? Like, speak for me? Why is he telling me speak for me? And so he's like, I want you to write a song. And I'm like, okay, but I write poetry, you know. And so I got up and I started writing a song. And then, you know, the next night he gave me more visions. And so I was like, okay, I guess he wants me to do something else with this. And we all know that April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month as well as Child Abuse Prevention Month. And I felt led to do something more within this time frame of April. And so I contacted a couple of people that God put in my spirit, and we had an educational forum where we shared our stories, our raw stories of testimonials of redemption, of how God set us free and brought us past our pain and affliction and depression and the anguish and the shame. And it was powerful. It was such a holistic, uplifting, empowering experience. It's just so hard to really put into words. I mean, like, we didn't know who all were going to be in attendance and who was there was meant to be there, from older people from 60 to 20 and under. They were there. They were being fed. They needed to see, like, a visible representation of what God can do. And so that's what we did. We talked about our stories. We talked about the abuse. We talked about the aftermath of it all and how we got to where we are today. It's through Christ Jesus, the Lord. And it was so empowering, and I'm so blessed to be connected with such wonderful people. And I just know that this is not the end of it, and this is just only the beginning, so we just never know where God is going to lead us with this forum.
Yes, and I say despise my small beginnings, because I see globally.
Sorry.
Yes, I just got a download as we were talking, and I see this going globally. We'll talk a little bit more offline about what I'm hearing later on, but I want you to stay on with us, Jocelyn. We're going to come back, but first we're going to hear Lamont Sanders with Whatever It Takes. You're listening to Brandy Day with Emily Blue. We're here with Jocelyn Jeanette Willis.
I'm feeling real good right now.
It's a happy song, so you can sing along. Let's go.
I'm encouraged to keep on, determined to be strong. When everything seems crazy, it's your love that saves me. You alone are worthy.
The Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. If you're not already doing it, it is time to set life goals. Setting life goals gives you the overall perspective that shapes all aspects of your decision-making. To give a broad, balanced coverage of significant areas in your life, try to set goals in some of the following areas. Career, what level do you think you want to reach in your career? Financial, how much do you want to earn? By what stage? Education, is there any knowledge you want to acquire in a particular area? Information and skills you want to gain? Family, do you want to be a parent? Do you want to be married? And the list goes on and on. When you take time to set goals for your life, then you can see a clear picture of where you're headed. And that's our Live Smart segment. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. And we are here with Sisters with Stories founder, author, freelance media, and beauty educator, Jocelyn Jeanette Willis, talking about better days. Jocelyn?
Hello, hi.
All right. Thank you so much. So let's talk about this. How have you, with everything that you've experienced and everything that you've gone through, how have you positioned yourself for better days?
I have positioned myself for better days by planning and staying in faith. Planning my mind in faith, standing in faith, and believing and trusting in what I already know is that he who begun a good work in me shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So that's how I know that better days are coming, because it's already been spoken and I've decreed it and declared it over my life as well.
Awesome. So with that being said, how do you on a daily basis help individuals reach that understanding after they've come through whatever trauma, whatever space or whatever issue that they have confronted? How have you helped others reach that point?
Okay, so what I do within my organization is that we encourage people to speak their truth, regardless of how someone else may feel, because it's their truth, it's their story. And so what I have done personally in my walk of almost 8 years is to empower people by my story, encouraging them through the Word of God, and also loving on them with the help of God who lives within me. And so I just feel like if I can do that and provide them with resources that they may need to get them to that place of wholeness, that's what I do. If it's something that I can provide, I know who to direct them to, because I have a really good friend who actually does advocating for people who've gone through trauma. And so she has these workshops where they go and have these support groups and things like that. And so I like to lead people to different places and avenues where they can get that, whether it's a workshop or a group session, or if it's professional help, or even if it's spiritual, I can direct them to my home church. And so that's because that's what I did to get to the place of where I am today.
Awesome. So now we're almost in the middle. This year is going by really, really fast, and we're almost in the middle of this year. Can you believe it? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I know. It's so amazing. I'm like, oh, my goodness. The time is really going by. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so what other things do you have coming up for the rest of the year that you'd like to share with our listening audience on this evening?
Well, I really have a lot in the works. So I'm working on a part two for the Speak For Me forum, and I'm just debating if I want to have it here or out of state, because, like I said, I was assaulted in California as well as Texas. And so we know that, you know, all the places where you have suffered shame, God will bring you again. So I've done a ton of work here in Texas, so I really feel like I'm being led to California. So I really plan on doing something out there on the West Coast. That's one of my really, really big major goals, other than continuing to work within my writing, because like you said, I'm an author and that's my first love. So I would say those are some of the two major things that I'm working on and as well as finishing off my song for awareness, because we need that. You know, music is therapeutic. I know it is for me. And so finishing my song, so that those are the three things that I'm working on.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear it. And we'll definitely share it here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue. So obviously, I love music.
Yes, so do I. I love it.
Yeah, and so with that being said, so going to, taking Speak for Me on the road, California, and wherever else God leads you with that. And so I wanted to also ask you, outside of your authoring, are there any other, talk to me about, I'm interested to know about your freelance media endeavors. How do you utilize that gift?
Now, the freelance media is something that was given from the Lord as well, and I always had a desire to interview people and just interviewing them pertaining to their stories, but God went a couple of steps more, and he's called me at different times to just be called upon to interview at different events and like galas of such, and so that's what I do. It's like it's not something that I'm like working towards right at this very moment. It's just like opportunities always present themselves when it comes to media. And like, for instance, I was just called up on to interview at a gala where it was called Women Call Moses. They were doing a fundraiser with the beautiful and the phenomenal powerhouse, Deborah Bowles. And so I interviewed there, and it's like, if it's not something major, it may be something as conferences or church events and things like that. And so God just leads me in different directions, and he's always presenting opportunities before me. And I always look back to the scripture, your gift will make room for you and present you before the great. And that's when I got the huge opportunity to interview Keisha Knight Pulliam from The Cosby Show and Emmett Smith and Braylee Evans and so on. And so it's just like, you know, everyday locals to celebrities. And so it's been a really great blessing, because I think that God knows the desires of your heart, and he's so all-knowing, and he knows what we need and what we want and what we really want to do. And he watches us like nonstop. So I recall times where I would stand in my mirror and hold my breath and pretend like I was a microphone, and I would read Steve Harvey's Disney's Academy, and I would like just read the articles because I love entertainment too. Because like, I was like saying to myself, entertainment reporting would be great. And so I would just pretend. And then when I started doing that, moments after that, I got in contact with different people, and they just wanted me to interview, and it's just something that God has been doing with the media.
Awesome. Well, I know that this connection has definitely been a divine connection. We've been friends online for quite some time, but I do believe the season and the timing is now, and I'm sure we'll definitely meet in person very, very soon, but you and I will talk offline. As I don't know if you know, I have a coaching and consulting company, as well as a nonprofit organization, too. And one of my major thrusts is holistic empowerment. And
beautiful.
So we will definitely, we'll be definitely talking and collaborating. I love to collaborate and work with different individuals. And again, Jocelyn, thank you so much for joining us on this evening. So tell us where listeners can reach out to you online as well as social media.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, first and foremost. It's been an honor to be on your show. But as far as reaching out to me, listeners can contact me via email at sisterswithstories@gmail.com or on social media, Jocelyn Janae Willis. I know that people always get confused with the Janet, but my mother named me after Wilona from Good Times. Believe it or not, it's crazy. But it's Jocelyn Janae Willis, and on Instagram it's Jocelyn Janae.
Jocelyn Janae, as in Janae Dubois.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes, girl.
Okay.
I love her.
I do too. Good Times is one of my favorite shows. So thank you so much. This will not be the last time that we will have you on. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
You're tuned into the best best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax. Good evening, Deanne.
Hey, how are y'all doing this evening? Can you hear me?
Doing great.
Good. It was good to hear from Sister Jocelyn. That was a wonderful message she had. Very inspiring. And so I hope you all had a great resurrection weekend last week. I missed you all, but I pray all is well. Over the last few weeks, I've been really pondering over the Word of God and what is going on in our world currently. Who we are portraying in the world, who we are in our homes, who we become on our jobs, who we are as parents, and who we reflect on social media. You know, I think what best describes what I am talking about came in today's message from my pastor. In short, the topic was we are having an identity crisis. And a lot of that identity crisis comes from some of the things in life that have hurt us, or some of the things that we have not forgiven ourselves of, or other people, or just things that we may be ashamed of, or things that we, or Christ, that we may be a little fearful to go out there and represent Him. But we are slowly but surely, as followers of Christ, starting to follow our own way rather than seeking to openly and unashamedly read the Word of God and choose to demonstrate who we are in Christ. As a result, we have adopted a sense of worldliness that focuses less on what God would have for us, and we're increasingly gravitating to others for a source of peace. We look for peace in the forms of material comforts, gains, and comforts of other idols or gods, be it money, looking to those who appear to have it all together, such as, you know, celebrities, practicing things they do to make themselves better and hoping that it will make us better. And we even tend to have a high regard of self. There are things that are happening around us that are seriously critical as it pertains to our faith, and especially the faith of our children, and we have become comfortable for the sake of belonging. In 1 John 3:1, John tells us, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. There are people using Christianity to reach people in secular ways. I mean, I know there's some songs that even Beyonce and Jay-Z sing that are by the Clark sisters. Today I heard about Kanye West trying to sample the Clark sisters' music at Coachella. But, you know, when we start, yeah, it's like, you know, but when Christians, when we start to spread the unfavorable gospel of Christ, not just about His love, but the Lord of the Bible, about our Savior who will return to defeat the enemy, all should be difficult to hear, because it will get tough here on this land before it gets better. Some of us retreat because we think that people will be too uncomfortable if they hear about God. Last week, we celebrated a sacrifice that our Savior made that was so great that no one in history has ever done it. We have got to represent for Him and do as Romans 12:2 says. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So, family, I want you to look at it like this. We are Christ representers, as Jonathan McReynolds says. We're Christ representers. We may have gone through some difficult things, as Deuteronomy 31:6 tells us. We may have gone through some difficult hardships, and there have been times where we may have cried out to God in our moanings. But we have a testimony. God's goodness and grace that can provide the peace and understanding that we seek in other deities and other people and other things. I mean, trust me when I say from experience that when we have God in our lives, there's nothing else. There's no one else that can compare. There's nothing else that can compare to that experience. So I leave you with this. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Family, don't forget where you came from and don't forget where you are going. If you cling to him and tell of his glory, I rest assure you there are better days ahead. Y'all have a great weekend. Well, great week, actually. We're ending our week. You have a great week, okay?
Okay. Deanne, thank you so very much. We don't want to forget to send your positive family messages and videos and hashtag I am rearing royalty and Brandy Day, Emily, and go ahead. I'm sorry, Deanne.
Yes, no, I'm just saying we are trying to transform a generation, Emily. It is so serious out here. I mean, we have children that are literally dying on the streets, and the message that we need to give them about Christ, I mean, there's no time to waste. And I understand, you know, sometimes it is a little scary. And I don't want to say scary because, you know, when you start to speak of Christ, especially in a social setting, people start to think that, oh, no, here they go with this religious talk. Oh, here they come judging or oh, here they come. But that's not, you know, that's not what we're here for. We are here to draw you to Christ. We want you to have eternal life. And that is not our purpose to condemn. That is not our purpose to judge. We are here to make your lives better, to help you know the one and only Savior. And so it's not about, you know, criticizing for the sake of condemnation. That's not what we're here for. We're trying to help transform lives. And we don't want to see any more children, if I can help it, you know, in a classroom or anywhere else who has not at least heard of Christ. That should be our goal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, make sure that you send your positive family messages and videos, and make sure you use the hashtags I am rearing royalty, Brand New Day Emily, and Fearless Family Segment, so that you can share in the goodness of God with other families. And we love you that much that we want you to share, and we want to be a part of helping to rear and build up your family structure. So, again, thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue. We have reached close to the end of our show. And I want to just remind you to remember to listen and tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 tonight. We would love to hear from you. But first, Deanne, tell us your social media connections.
Yes, so you can find me on Facebook under Rearing Royalty. Of course, facebook.com/Rearing Royalty. Twitter is actually Rearing R. And then we have Instagram, also Rearing Royalty. Also, we have the rearingroyalty.com website where we have blogs posted. You can find out information about any literature that is to come that's actually on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And you can find us there. And, again, we ask that you just spread messages to families about Rearing Royalty, because there you will later find more information on Christian education, more Christian publications, and just overall Christ-centered family living. We are hosting the Christian Education Experience this fall, which will help to educate more families on how Christian education can be affordable to you. So we don't want to just make Christ or church something we do on Sunday. We want to make sure that we have them in our home and, if possible, in our schools. So you can make that choice if you'd like to do so.
Awesome. Also, please email us with your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily, and keep the conversation going. We want you to tell us how you know better days are ahead for you. So let's recap. In our Fresh Start segment, I encourage you to say goodbye to the past and hello to moving forward. Our Renewed Heart segment was about taking time for emotional recitation. Our Live Smart segment was about setting life goals. Let's pray. Father God, we honor you and bless you, and we know for sure that better days are ahead. We thank you for ordering our steps for the week ahead. We thank you that this week is a week of victory. We thank you that the enemy is defeated and you are exalted. Thank you, Lord, for covering us with your blood and in your resurrection power. Thank you for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's to Kaylin Carr with Greater Is Coming.
An olive has to go through three stages for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me. marching in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I'm so busy right now.
We offer a mix of convenient days and times, including 30-minute virtual appointments to fit your schedule.
I would love it, but I have astigmatism.
We treat thousands of patients with astigmatism every month with great outcomes. LASIK Plus is making your journey towards 20/20 vision all about you. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your LASIK journey.
Some people just know it's easy to get Allstate's best price online. They also know where to get half-off pizzas on Mondays, courtside seats at nosebleed prices, and they know you can easily get Allstate's lowest price on auto insurance at Allstate.com.
Prices vary, including based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.